the Gemara Tzadikas on the base, the Gemara says that we derive from the Parsha of Zeruya B'Sheila, from the Shalmei Nazir, that Yisurim HaMizbatlim either B'Shishim or B'Meyo. And there was a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Tosis says the whole thing is only an Asmachta, because that Parsha is talking about Mim Miminoi. So Mim Miminoi and HaTorah's Batl Chad B'Trei, all you need is 51% Heter against the 49% Iser. You don't need any shishim, you don't need any meos. Shishim and meos is only a discussion in min b'shein amina, where you haven't seen us tam. But in min amina, it's not shach to talk about shishim and meos. So the whole drasha that the Gemara made up here is purely an asmach to be on. And Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi says, no, it's a real limud derais. So the Gemara says, we're deriving either one opinion, one tana's of the opinion, that basar lahadi basar misharina. So the basar in the Zeruya B'Sheila is less, in a smaller ratio than the basar is to the atzamos and the rest of the behema. So you're going to have mayor against the basar. So if you say basar lahadi basar misharina, it's going to be, you're going to derive that it's mayor. And if you say boss about Thomas, Bahari boss about Thomas, Misharinan, then it's going to be Shishim. Okay. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how can you derive anything from the Parsha of Zeruya B'Sheila to Kola Terakula? We have a Brisa that says, Befer Zeru Heta Haba Mechlal Iser, that this is an exception to the rule. So exception to the rule means that only over here, isn't that what it means? Only over here do you say that it's Bapal B'Shishim or B'Meya, and in Kola Terakula, all this isn't going to help. No shishim, no meo, no nothing. So the Gemara gives three pshatim. No, that brisa means a different thing. You learn out the effort, you learn out the shishim with the meo from this parsha to call it terakula. But that line in the brisa that says zeu het haba mechlal iser, that goes on a different thing. So Abai has a pshat on that, and Rabbi has a pshat, and Rabina has a pshat. So Abai says, no, that brisa is alibi the Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah's opinion is that usually mimimino is b'mashahu. So here in Zeruya B'Sheila, the Torah says that it's an exception to the rule. The Mim Mimina is batal. So you have a chiddush lahakel, and call a tarakula Mim Mimina mashu. And over here you have a chiddush lahakel. We have a rule mechiddush loyafinon. So once you have a parsha that has 100 dinim, and one of those dinim is known to be a chiddush. Chiddush means an exception to the rule. Adaba yetsman aklal, dabar says it's aklal. So how can you learn out from that parsha to call a tarakula? Even if only one din is a chiddush, you can't learn the other din either. Gemara says, no, that's only if you have another din that's a kula, you can't learn out the kola ter kula. Because over here you see that this parsha has a kula. It has a chiddush lahakel, that mimimino is not the mashahu. So any other kula that'll appear in this parsha, you can't learn out. But here learning out a chumr, because mikaret din, I really should have said that minatora chad betray should be bottled. So you're learning out from here that you need shishim or you need meyer. This is luchumr. So if you have a parsha that has 100 dinim, and one din is known to be a chiddush, but that chiddush is lahakel, and you have another din that's lahachmir, so in the midrash atar and reshes mem, that's legitimate. You can learn out the din lahachmir. Fine. That's what Abai says. Rabbi says a different interpretation. Rather than say that the brisa is going alibi Reb Yudah, who holds like Reb Yudah? Rashi holds like Reb Yudah. So Rava says, why should you interpret that the Brisa is Alibi Reb Yudah? Nah, the Brisa goes like the Rabbanan also. But the Brisa is saying, Zeu het haba mechlal iser, it's a different thing, that this Parsha of Zeruya B'Sheila has a Chiddush Lahakal that only applies over here, doesn't apply in Kol HaTerukula. In other case, what's the Chiddush? That in Kol HaTerukula, in Kotshim, the din is Tam Ki Iker. And over here, there's no din of Tam Ki Iker. So Taisva said that the Shishim and the Meyer, the whole thing is only in Asmachta. Why? Because the parsha is talking about mim b'mina. Mim b'mina min ataras batel chad betray. The shishim and the meyo is a discussion in Hilchas Tam Ki Iker. If you should assume that Tam Ki Iker is their raisa, you assume Tam Ki Iker is their abonim, whichever way it is. So what if it's a faint tam? If the shishim, it's a faint tam. If the meyo, it's even a less of a tam. So what about the can't be a machlokes and metzias whether there's nesinas tam after shishim or not? Means what is the degree of Nesina's time that we're concerned about. So one Tana is of the opinion that it should be B'Shishim, one Tana is of the opinion it should be B'Meya. These are Shurim within Nesina's time. So Tosha says the whole thing is only an Asmach, the learning out from Zeruya B'Sheila. Zeruya B'Sheila is Mim B'Mina, has nothing to do with Tam Ki Iker. But this line in the Brisa, this is also an Asmach. No, this Brisa is saying, Zehu Heta Haba Mechlal Iser. There's a din in this Parsha That's a yotze min haklal. So Abayi said it did in the parsha yotze min haklal on the level of the Raisa Levi Reb Yudah. They're usually min min minim b'mashahu, and here it's a yotze min haklal. According to Rava, what is this a yotze min haklal? Then in Kola Tarukula, in all other kachim at least, the Gemara says, b'kachim, the din is tam kikah. So Rashi says, only kachim chula not. Chula and tam kikah is the Rabbanan. And Taisa says, no, we're talking about kachim. We're talking about Rabbi Shalim's kachim. That's why Rava used the word kachim as labdavka. It does make a difference. Kachim and chula, same thing. Whatever. So let's concentrate on tam kikah b'kachim. So in kachim, the din should be tam kikah. And here it's an exception to the rule that tam kikir is muta. Where in the world do you see that tam kikir is muta? We're talking about min b'minoi. We're talking about min b'minoi. So that's also an asmachta. An asmachta for what? The Brisa says that this, in the parsha of Rabbi Shela, there is a kula, the 100 dinim in the parsha of El Nozir, Shalmi Nozir, and one of the dinim is a chiddush. A chiddush lahakel. What's the chiddush lahakel? That in all kochim you say tam kikir deraisa. And here's there's an exception to the rule that you don't apply tam kikah derais. Where in the world do you see there's an exception to the rule that you don't say tam kikah derais? So Tosfos stands on their head, and Tosfos gives a pshat that I looked. The Leivarye is not too thrilled about this pshat, and I saw the Tiferes Yankov is not too thrilled about the pshat. But Tosfos doesn't have any better pshat. So Tosfos says like this. Tam ki iker is usually relevant by mimshein aminoi. I have 51% heter, 49% isa, but it's nice and tam. They're two different flavors, nice and tam. So I say tam ki iker, fine. You never apply tam ki iker by mim aminoi. It's not nice and tam. So Tosfos says, well, what if you have a mixture of min b'minoi heter and iser, min b'minoi, but the iser is more than 50%. So that's not a tarubis. Whenever the definition of a tarubis is roiv heter miut iser, and iser is ein anikar. But if you have 51% iser and 49% heter, so it has nothing to do with tam ki iker. That's tachmamish. The iser is b'yen if it's roiv iser. So that's not tam ki iker. So Tosfos says, well, I'll give you another pshat. So Tosfos claims, in my mind, I think it doesn't exist, the case. I can't imagine that it's feasible. So Tosfos says, what if you have a piece of kosher flesh, and have a piece of nevela, and then, so the piece of nevela, I cooked the two together in the same pot. Then I took out the piece of nevela, I threw it out in the garbage, I fed it to the dogs. So the bien is not here, but it gave an asinus tam. It gave so much tam into the chaticha of kosher meat, that there's more tam iser than there is tam heta. Is that physically possible? If you cook kosher soup in a treifer pot, how much tam is already going to come? Let's say the walls of the pot are balua through and through, saturated through and through with chazashmalz, and I cook kosher soup in the pot. So you measure keneged kula lo yadina kamenofik mene. We had the Gemara had the shaila when you measure when a piece of treifer falls in to a pot of soup, and then you throw it out, you recognize it, makiro, and you throw it out, you feed it to the dog, you give it to a nochri. So how do you calculate shishin keneged how much? Do you measure keneged maidin afik menei, or do you measure keneged kula? So the Gemara, we had the Gemara in Sadek Zayinim, the Gemara says, b'didei m'sharvin, and divin maidin afik menei, menoi adina, how are you supposed to know how much was nafik menei? So the Ran quoted the machleik is the Ravid and everybody else, and we don't accept the Ravid's opinion. The Ravid says, when does the Gemara say you have to measure keneged kula? That's if the chaticha sanavela fell into the pot of soup and then you took it out. So that you have to measure shishim, calculate the shishim keneged, the whole volume of the chaticha sanavela. What if it's not a bien that fell in and you took it out? I cooked in a treifer pot. So how much time is there already in the walls of the pot? So we assume in Yeriday you have to measure keneged, the whole thickness of the walls of the pot. So the rabbi says no. You don't have to measure keneged the whole walls of the pot. You have to make an omed yof kamenofik mene. He said the Gemara says you only had the Gemara says on the previous omed tzarek zayinam base you have to measure b'didei mesharinim because le'adina kamenofik mene. That's when the whole bien fell in. But we're just talking about tam separated from the bien. I cooked the treifa chazer in a pot. Then I gave a chazer to the goya, to the dogs, and they ate it up. And I just have balua in the walls. And now the balua, the treifa chazer, balua in the walls, goes out and goes into the kosher soup that I cook later on. So the Rebbe says in such a case, it's only tam, then the biyan never fell in over here. So you only have to measure keneged ma'idenachmin. So we don't follow that opinion. So we measure keneged kula. We measure keneged the whole thickness of the walls of the pot. So how much is it? Is it so on Yeridaya? They assume it's highly improbable that you will succeed in having shishim in the vegetable, in the soup that you're cooking in the pot, keneged the whole thickness of the pot. Unless you have a gigantic pot with very thin walls. So then there are far-fetched cases. Today they have it all the time. In big factories, they have such gigantic pots the size of this room. So the volume of all the food inside, the soup that they're cooking inside, has well over shishim. You can look at it, you can tell by looking. It already has well over shishim, keneged the whole thickness of the derf negadero, all added up together. Keneged the whole volume of the derf negadero. So is it ever possible? So in Shulchan Aruch it says it's rare that you're going to have shishim in the soup that you're cooking, keneged the thickness of the pot. Is it possible to say you're not going to have roiv? I cooked vegetable soup in a pot that has a bleifter. I cooked the treifus an hour ago. I washed out the pot. And I cooked the kosher vegetable soup now. Is it possible to imagine that you don't have roiv in the vegetable soup? You don't have shishim. You don't have shishim against the thickness of the derf neck there. Is it possible to imagine you don't have roiv? It's not impossible. Of course you have roiv. How is it possible to imagine that you don't have roiv? You always have roiv. How much blei is going to come out already from the wall? You always have roiv. So Tosis imagines a case over here. I have a bien, a kosher piece of flesh, and I have so much tam from the treifus. Here the treifus happens to be the zrub b'sheila. Why do we say the zrub b'sheila is treif for non-Kohanim? It's kosher for Kohanim, it's a mitzvah, the Kohanim, she didn't say a brocha. Shagirishan, b'kdushas, shalam, tzivonu, alachilas, zrub b'sheila. Whatever they're going to say when they eat, they say a brocha. But for non-Kohanim, it's treif, it's awesome. So for a non-Kohen, if you cook the Zerah B'Sheila, normally you cook it in the pot and everything is submerged, Ein B'Sheila Ela Shleima, on the top line, on Tzadik Ches, on the base, and you cooked everything all together. So you're either going to have Shishim, you're going to have Meya against it. But Tosfos says, also included in the Pasuk is, under all circumstances, the Kohanim should eat the Zerah B'Sheila and the Yisraelim should eat the rest of the El Nazir. Even if part of the El Nazir was hanging out over the pot, the Zerah B'Sheila is hanging out in such a way that it's burning hot, but the tam is not levalbel bekuloi, because not all sitting in the right of, so it's hanging out. So you're going to have so much tam from the Zerah B'Sheila's treif, as far as the non-Kohanim are concerned. The tam from the Zerah B'Sheila is going to affect the flesh that's next to it, and there's going to be more tam from the Zerah B'Sheila than there's going to be the tam of the flesh itself. How is that physically possible? But that's what Tosfos learns pshat, that when the pus, that's what how he learns Rava says. The Brisa says, Zehu het abo mechlalisa, there's a din in this, there are 101 dinim in this, there are 1,001 dinim in this parsha of El Nazir. So one of the dinim is that you cook it all together, and the Zerah B'Sheila is also lazarim, it's only muta lekohanim, and you cook it all together, that's fine. You have shishim, you have meya. Mikan asmachta, Taisa, mikan asmachta, the shishim and meya by min b'sheina minai, because here we're talking min minai. But the pasuk tells me a heter on the level of the rice. Zeh heter, it's a chidush on the level of the rice, a chidush lahokil. Zeh heter, abam chalalisa, that even if you don't have everything submerged under the roitev, part of the El Nazir is hanging out, and the Zerah B'Sheila is hanging out with another piece of flesh from the El Nazir. And the Zerah B'Sheila succeed in giving so much tam into that piece of flesh from the El Nazir that there's more tam of the Yisr than there is Heter. So mamish bien, the Yisr is bien. So that's not exactly Yisr. That's not exactly Yisr bien. Tosfos calls that tam ki Yisr bien would be if I liquefy an Yisr. If I have an Yisr, let's say I have chazer shmaltz, and I cook it together with a roitev, and I have 51% chazer shmaltz and 49% water and other juices and other flavors there. So 51% of the Issa that simply was nimoach, so that's mamish, the Issa is bien. So that's not called tam kikir. So tam kikir means when the bien is somewhere else, like over here, the zroya b'sheila is intact, but the zroya b'sheila gives tam. A lot of the tam goes into the piece of meat that's attached to it, that's adjacent to it, that's connected to it. So if the Zerah B'Sheila will succeed in giving so much tam into the chatichas El Nazir that's attached to it, that you'll have this. I can't imagine that this is physically possible. Tosis says that you'll have Roiv of the Tam of the Zor B'Sheila and only a miut of the volume of the El Nazir. So that'll be like Roiv Issa Miut Heta, that's called Issa Bien, but it's not Bien. The Zor B'Sheila is over there. This is only Tam that came. So that's called Tam Kikar. Tam Kikar is relevant for Mim and Mina also when Tam Kikar is normal people talk about Tam Kikar by Mim and Shein and Mina. How can you talk Tam Kikar and Mina? Because normal cases you have a Rav Heter and a Miyot Isser. A little bit of Isser fell into the Heter, and it really should be Botel Chad Betray. There's 51% Heter and less than 50% of Isser, but it's nice and Tam, so that's Tam Kikar is not Botel. Here, we talk about Tam Kikar and Mim B'Minoi. How is that? What Tam Kikar? It's a Hechitim, so you have a Rav Tam, there's 51% of what you're eating is the Tam that was Nispashet from the Zorah B'Sheila, and only 49% is the piece of flesh itself. So that's how Tosis interprets Rava in the Gemara.
Don't you find that by every Tarubis where you have a Milsa David Lataima? That's also that say? The Milsa David Lataima is not...
Milsa David Lataima has always been Mishayna Mina.
But I'm saying you find such a thing that you can have something which is so insignificant, yet it gives more time than the thing itself.
It gives time. The Nesina's time is discerned even past shishim, even past meya. If you have salt, if you have sugar, if you have flavoring, so it's like the time is nice and time. So that's mimishen aminoi is nice and time, even though you have roiv heter, even though you have shishim, even though you have meya. Sometimes I feel the be'elafle, but if the thing is nice and time. So we're used to thinking of tam kikir in the area of mimishen aminoi. The treif ingredient is less than 50%, but it succeeds in giving the sinas tam. How can you talk about tam ki ikar and mim b'minoi? That's what the Gemara is talking about. Rava said, the Tosis keeps on hacking, this whole daf is an asmach because it's mim b'minoi. Mim b'minoi, you don't need shishim, you don't need mayo. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Rashi holds menator, you always need shishim. By every lach b'lach, you need shishim. Tosis says, there is no such thing. We paskin and yeri there like Tosis. We totally reject the Rashi. But what does Tosis do with this line in the Gemara? Rava, there were three pshatim in this line in the Braisa. The Braisa says, there's a din in this parsha, Zerah B'Sheila, that's a chidush lahakel. What is the chidush lahakel? Abai is nicha. Abai says the Braisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The whole parsha of Zerah B'Sheila is a yetzim min haklal. Based on the rules and regulations of Kol HaTorah Kula, I should have said, min 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 aloi batal. So a non-kain is not allowed to eat the whole El Nazir. So this is an exception to the rule he is allowed to. So Rav is not happy. You take out Bryce and you say, Yitzetzerayin, it only goes a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. Who holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Most of the Tanoim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi gives a different shot. Zohar Tabam Chalalisa means in all other areas of Kochim and maybe even all other areas of Chulin, we have a rule, Tam Kika Deraisa, and here it's Mutter. Where in the world do you see Tam Kika as Mutter? It's the Tam Kika is by Mim Shein Amina. Tosis said the whole Gemara is talking, the Parsha is Rabbi Sheila is Mim Bimina. So Tosis touches it up. So they say, where's the stasis? Tam v'nira lefareish here on the fourth wide line in the Tosis. Dibam maschal rav omer. So on the fourth wide line, Tosis says v'nira lefareish toch ari b'tam gomur. Rashi says we're talking about tam kikar pes shishim pes meyo. Tosis says what kind of pes shishim? That's not tam kikar. Rashi holds up until shishim is awesome in Atura, and the machlek is where the tam kikar the rashi rabbanon begins after shishim. Tosis says not at all. If you have 51% heta and 49% iser, and it's nice and tam, the iser is nice and tam, that's tam kikar. If pes shishim, that's not going to be there, right? Near the parish to achar b'tam gomer, not pes shishim. The bekotchim osur mikra dechatas. V'adin v'chulin osur mikra demishim. Not at kotchim because it's talking about kotchim. So Rav says, kol atar kula tzasa v'hachashari, zeo heta ba mechlalise, v'hachashari, where do you see hachashari, that tam kikar is muta by Zerah B'Sheila? The pa'amim, where do you see shari? It's mim mimin, and you have shishim, you have meyah. No, so Tosfos says, the pasuk tells you can eat, the Yisraelim can eat the rest of the El Nazir, even though, that's what Tosfos is putting into the Gemara. Pa'amim, once in a while, hazroya umiktsas min ha'ayah lachutz l'raitev, v'daisen hazroya tam emeshechutz, all right, v'zimdin, and sometimes namish yesh mishamnunis hazroya harbei, alosa miktsas, you have so much Nesinas Tam from the Zeraya B'Sheila that's Osel Lazarim. It's giving into the mikzas from the El Nazir. Achilaya hey roi boys a mikzas levatlo. Wow, I think in Metzias it doesn't exist. So Tosis interprets that that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's unbelievable. So why do they call that Tam Ki Iker? Why is that? Why is that called Tam Ki Iker? So if you would have had a Taruvus Mamish, I poured in Iser and Heter, and the Iser is 51% Iser, that's not Tam Ki Iker. That's Rav Iser. The Iser is Bien. We're not talking, I poured in the Iser. The Zerubbi Shela is intact. But the Zerubbi, and I'm cutting it off, and I'm getting it to Kohanim, I'm going to eat the Zerubbi Shela. The Israelim are not going to eat it. But the Zerubbi Shela is nice and Tam, because it's Hagdei Tzli. If everything would be under the Reitev, so it's Mevalbel the whole Tam. So you don't have Rav Tom from the Zerubbi Shela Miut from the Heter. That's you have Shishim and Meo against it. We're talking part of Zerubbi Shela is hanging out and it's giving so much Tom into the El Nazir that there's more Tom from the Zeraya than there is from the El Nazir itself, and that's Shtikal of the El Nazir. So Tosis says in this case, just like we have a din of Tam Ki Iker by Mimishein Aminoi, so based on Tam of Nesinas Tam of the Iser, the Iser is giving more Tam to this Chatichas Heter than there is Chatichas Heter, so Tam Ki Iker applies to Mim Aminoi if it'll be a Rav of the Iser. So Tam Ki Iker makes it into a Rav Iser Miyot Heter. When you have normally Rav Iser Miyot Heter, that's an Iser Bien. But here, the Iser Bien is over there. There's Rav Shela is a separate piece. So the Kohanim are going to eat that. But the Zerubbi Shela succeeds in giving the Sinas Tam. So this is Tam Ki Iker and Amim B'minoi, which usually is nonsense. But over here it's going to give, if it's talking Hechadim, it's going to give Rav Tam. Sheyesh Mishamnunas Azra Harbei. There's so much flavoring in the Zerubbi Shela, so much more. Alos HaMikzas. On the mikzas of the El Nazir, Ashlo Yehei Roiv Ba'oisa Mikzas Levatloi. V'cholin Shevashal Hitar Kasav. The pasuk says it's mutter for the Israelim to eat the rest of the Shalmei Nazir, even though this is outright in violation of Tam Ki Iker. This Tachmamish Aroiv Iser and Amiyot Heter. That's what Tyson says. So that's what they ask. I saw the Leivari ask, and I saw the Pharisee Yankiv ask. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So how in the world, what has it got to do with Shishim and Meyer? How'd you learn? Shishim and Meir, you're working on the assumption everything is submerged under the Reitiv and the Tam is Mizbabel all over the place. And Tosfos says that this line in the Braisa, Zeu Het Abba Mechlalis, is talking, if part of it is hanging out and you have a Reiv Issa, Miot Heter. So how can you learn that Bechlal, Shishim and Meir? Everything is hanging out all over the place. There's up that you have a Shishim and Meir. Shishim and Meir is on the assumption everything, the Tam is Mizbabel and everything Beshoveh. But Tosfos interprets in the Gemara that it's not Mizbalbel B'Shov. So they don't understand. But Tosfos has no other way to read the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker is normally Mim M'Shein Amin. Here Rava is using the terminology Tam Ki Iker and Amin B'Minis. It means there's so much Nesinas Tam from this Zerubbi Shela into the El Nazir that there's a Rav of Iser and a Miut of Heter. And Ravina gave a different pshat. What was Ravina's pshat? Ravina Amin Nisachel L'Lamokam B'Chatach. Zeu het abo mechlalisa means we know that there is a din. The mokam achatach is asur. The Gemara only has mokam achatach by one place. The Gemara only has it by Ben Pekush, Ahoitzi Eiver Echot. Rashi added on another case. Rashi says, Basav Eiver Hamadul Dolim Ibehem Bechai Beyoiv. Also, Rashi writes, the Tosfos say that also, I forgot already. The original Gemara is only by. Rashi says, I don't think Tosfos says it. The original Gemara is only by Ben Pekua. So the Gemara says at that din of Mokam Achatach sometimes also, sometimes Mutter. If Hotzi Ben Pekua Ever, then Hechniso Koidim Shchito, then the Mokam Achatach is going to be Mutter. If Hotzi Ever below Hechniso, if the Ben Pekua didn't bring the leg back at the time of Shchita, and at the time of Shchita the leg was sticking out, then we have a pasuk that teaches us the Mokam Achatach is us. Because the Gemara there explained why. Because you have a two psukim. The pasuk says, "Kol asher ba behema tochel, whatever is inside the behema you can eat." And the other pasuk says, "Basa basode treifal tochelu." Basa basode means yotzu chutzlum chitzasa. So there's an isar and a chutzlum chitzasa, and there's a heter achila. The shechita of the mother is chal on the uber, and whatever kol asher ba behema, whatever is inside. What if something is on the border? It's not inside. It's not outside. So the Gemara says, based on another pasuk, the Mokam HaChatach, it depends. If the Uber stuck out a leg, so whatever was stuck out, even if he pulls it back in, there's a machlekes amaraim on the first half in Beimam Kasha, and we paskin that leg is going to be also liyolam void. But if it pulled back the leg, it pulled back a little bit of the leg before the shechita, and the Mokam HaChatach is back inside, then the Mokam HaChatach will be mutter. If the Uber didn't pull back any part of the leg, and at the time of shechita, it's sticking out like this, so the border is nishtahin and nishtahen. It's not babahem and it's not basad. It's neither outside nor is it inside. So it's like a stira, a tarted asasr. Whenever you have a tarted asasr, say treat it like a suffix. So you say the mokam achatach is also. So the pashtas, one could argue the point and say, that's how the Teferes Yankiv says. He said, he doesn't understand, where did Rashi get this from? Rashi says, not only is mokam achatach also by the ben pekua, mokam achatach is also by which is also learned after the pasuk of basoda. Basa basoda treif. Basoda means chutz l'mechitzosa. Ubasa treif lo sechelu is treif. A beima that has the money treif is treif. Why does it have to say basoda? So the pasuk b'shadib rakosa b'hoiva. If you let the animals roam around graze in the field, so you're going to have a big animal that's going to attack it and claw it on the neck and claw it on the kishkis. And it's gonna, the big animal will make it into a treifa. But a treifa is also, even if the big animal didn't claw it. What does it have to say, basa basa? So usually say, al pi pshuta shal mikra, libra kasa behaiva. That's how animals become treifas. You let them wander around in the meadow, and the big animals will attack them. And the Torah Shavu Peh has an additional drasha basa. That means, kimish yotza basa chutz lam chitzosa. So anything that's chutz lam chitzosa is also. If you have, let's say, Maisa Sheni has a mechitz. If you take Maisa Sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. You're oivan alav. L'silcha lecha b'sherecha maisa d'ganecha b'sherecha. But if you bring it back into Yerushalayim, you may eat it. Why don't you say it's included in basa v'sada treif? So the answer is it's not basa. Basa can't be Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni has to be something that grows from the ground. So if you took Maisa Sheni chutz l'mechitzos, you took it back in, you can't say kivin shiotz l'chitzos is nesa. It's not basa. But if you have kachim kalim shiotz l'chutz l'Yerushalayim, a kachim Shiyotzu chutz lazara, even if you brought it back in, you're not allowed to eat it, period. Kivin shiyotzu chutz l'mchitzos and nasa kitreif and treif enoch hazeres lachshera. That's the Gemara. So that's also. So this also included in basa basoda, chutz l'mchitzos is the uber shehotzi yod chutz l'rechamimo, that's basoda, and the basa v'yeba hamadul dola b'behema chayviyot. So the pashta says that this whole din of makam achatach, that's what the Pharisee Yankiv Tanis, he says, against Rashi. How does Rashi know that Mokam HaChatach is going to be also by Basa V'yeva HaMedulDol? We just cut off that thing that's MedulDol, and then Mokam HaChatach is Mutu. Who says you have to cut off another half an inch? Nochak Kedena Tila, Ve'ezak. He would have said it only applies over there. We don't know. Rashi says it applies to both. But our Gemara says that the Din Mokam HaChatach doesn't apply over here by the Zerah B'Shelem. Only the Zeraya itself is Aser, and whatever is not part of the Zeraya is Mutter.
Does something have a Sadduk of Aser before it's Shachar? Is it saying that here it stuck the hand out before it is Aser? That is the Aser before something is done?
Apparently, yes. The Gemara says that Pasuk Basa Basara Trefa tells us that if the Uber was Hotzi Yoda, and then it took the whole regal back in, took the whole Yad back in. When Ashech, the mother, everything is back in, but Kimish Yotze Chutz Mechitzosa Nesa, apparently. So they say it does have a Din Basar, even before you Shech the mother? Apparently. I don't know. So Nachmal, so Ravina has that pshat. He says, when the Brisa says, Zeu Het Abo Mechlalisa, this is an exception to the rule, it doesn't refer to Min B'Mino, that over here it's an exception. Doesn't refer to Tam Kika, that here it's an exception. Not like Abai, not like Rava. The Pshat is a different thing. That over here we assume that the Mokam HaChatach is Mutter. That the Teferes Yankiv tells you to look in the Shach and Yoredei and Hilchos Shechitas Ben Pekua. So the Shach writes that the Mokam HaChatach is Aser is because it's the Yefshel Tzamtzen. Because we're not sure exactly, how do you determine exactly how much of the leg was out, how much was in. So therefore you have to go to the Chumra and cut off an extra bit. So he says he doesn't understand what that means. If the Mokam HaChatach is also because of the Yefshel Tzamtzen, so how can it not apply to Zeroi B'Shelo? If the Zeroi B'Shelo is also Lazarim, it's only Mutta L'Kohanim, and it's the Yefshel Tzamtzen is a rule on Kol HaTorkula. So you always have to go to the Chumra to cut off a little extra. So obviously we're talking, there's no issue, not like the Shach. A makam hachatach is not based on the principle of the epshilat tzamtzum. You can't figure out exactly what was out and what was in. What was out is osir, and still the makam hachatach is osir, unless the behemoth pulled the leg back in before the shechitas haim, then it'll be mutter. And the pashtus says, why is it osir? Why is it mutter if it pulled it back in? Because of the steer between the two psukim. Whatever is bachutz, osir basada, yotzer chutz l'mechitz osir, whatever is bachutz is osir. Kol asher ba behemet achele, whatever is mibifnim is mutter. The makam hachatach is on the border, so he declared that it's kilifnim or kilachutz. So then if it brought it back in before the shechita, I declare it's kilifnim. If it didn't bring it back in before the shechita, I declare it's kibachutz. And the pashta says it shouldn't have a shaykhis to any other area of Allah. It shouldn't even apply. This din of makam hachatach should not apply to basav yeh mahamad dudon b'behemet chayviyot. Okay, these are the three pshatim that we have in that line in the braisa. Zehu het abom echlalis, on the level of the braisa, there is a kula in El Nazir. Some kind of a kula that's called a chiddush. So you have the three pshatim, Abai, Verova, and Ravina. Then the Gemara quotes the Rabdimi used to say over a lot of things. Kiyosu Rabdimi. Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael and he used to say over dinim. This was from, whose din was this? Rabbi Shulman Levi, Bar Kappara there. Bar Kappara was a Talmud of Rebbe. The Gemara says he was Rebbe's Batchen. He used to crack jokes. He tried to get Rebbe to laugh. Rabbi Shulman Levi, they were all Amoraim who lived. Late Tanaim, early Amoraim, they lived in Eretz. So Rabdimi came and he said over a lot of things from Eretz Yisrael. So he tells it over to Abai. So Abai says, what are you talking about? You're telling me that there's a possibility that in Kol HaTerkuli you need Meyo, not Shishim. Stach against an often in Mishnah and Orlo. Mishnah and Orlo says that Truma is B'Meyo and Orlo Klakerim is B'Masayim, since Kofal Yisura, Kofal Aliyosa, since it's twice as Chomer, it's also B'Achilu B'Ano. Truma is only Aliyosa B'Achilu Muta B'Ano. Orlo Klakerim is also B'Achilu B'Ano. So since Kofal Yisura, so kafal aliyosa say need masayim. When we had this is only a chumra midirabbanan. The mei is only midirabbanan. The masayim is only midirabbanan. Then the Mishnah says in Orlo that this requirement for meya, and the same thing for the masayim by the Orlo, is only if it's mimishena, if only if it's min b'mina. Whatever it's going to be mimishena minoi. So it all depends on the sina stam bein lahakol bein lahachmer. So if you're telling me that the sina stam is meya, and min b'mino is meyo, so the resha is meyo, and the seifa is meyo, so everything is meyo. So what's different? If you say kol yisurim shabbat Torah b'shishim, so then I understand the Mishnah in Orla. It says if it's min b'mino, there's a din you need meyo. If it's truma, you need meyo. And if it's min m'shein amino, they get mixed in, then the din of meyo, the chumra meyo, the rabbana doesn't apply. It's determined by shishim, because shishim, we assume that the tam will go away. But if you're telling me that mim shein amina kol haTorah kli, you need meya, so if it's mim amina you need meya, that's the chumra of truma. If it's mim shein amina you need meya, that's the din of tam ki ikar. So the resha is meya, the sefer is meya. So how do you read the Mishnah? That's what he asks. So he says no, it goes on meya. So he says no, it's the chareisha and the sefer, the exact same thing. It must be that it's b'shishim, it's not b'meya. And for the Gemara, so Rashi reads here in this Gemara, Rashi reads that there's a difference. This may or that may are not the same. That's what Taisa says. How can you read this into the Mishnah? It's not always gehalt. Rashi says that when we say basa lebahadi basa misharinon, and there's such a small ratio of basa in the Zroi b'sheila that you have mayo and the basa of the El Nazir can egged it, so that means that you have 100 units of heta basa against the 1 unit of isa basa. But when you have a min b'mino of truma, to learn out from there to call the tarkula that an isa will, the tam will disappear. According to Taisa, the tam will disappear. According to Rashi, it's not the tam will disappear. Even a min b'mino, you need meyo. You need 100 units against it. But the chumra midirabbana that you have by truma, that if it's min b'mino, you need meyo. That chumra really is you need meyo v'yachas. You need 101 units of heter against the 1 unit of isa. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Taisa says they never, the top Taisa and on the base, Tainas, they never heard of such a thing, it's impossible, it's not correct. Now, how do they teach like that? So Taisa said that's not the pshat. The Gemara thought originally, Gemara mistakenly thought, that male means if you have 99 units of heter against 1 unit of isa, it'll be bought done. They came to the conclusion, the way we always thought, that you have to have 100 units of heter against the 1 unit of isa. But it's not the way Rashi says that, not the way Rashi says that you need that by Mim B'Minoy of Truma, you have to have 101 units of Heter against the one unit of Is. The Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim. Where did we learn out this whole Chumrah from? This whole Chumrah B'Darbon is based on an Asmachta from the Pasuk. Rashi quoted it. And in the end of Parshas Korach, Korach was Ma'ar HaLakuna. So at the end of Parshas Korach, the Ribbono Shel Olam chazes over many of the Chof Talad Matan's Kuna to be Mechazik, the institution of Kuhuna. To say that the Kohanim are entitled, they have the privilege, they have a right to take the Chof Talad Matan's Kuna. So it's repeated over there. It says you have to give Truma. And then the Levi who gets Maisa Rishon has to give Maisa Mena Maisa. That's what we call Trumas Maisa. So that's 10% to 10%. Trumas Maisa is 10% to 10%. There's 1% of the whole thing. And the Lashon HaPasuk there says, Barimchem is Migdasho Mimena. When you take out the Maisa Mena Maisa from the Maisa Rishon, then the Issa Tevel is removed from the Maisa Rishon. And then and only then is the Levi permitted to eat the Maisa Rishon. Because money doesn't take out, just like if you don't take out Maisa Rishon from the Tevel, the whole Tevel is also. So you don't take a Maisa Mena Maisa, so the Maisa Rishon is also to the lady. When you take it out, everything is fine. So because the Lashon HaPasuk is by Rimchem is Migdasho Mimenu, so that's how the Tanoim said a play on words, and that's what Tosfos said, that's an Asmachta. If Nofel Lesocha Mekatsho, if this 1% would fall back into the 99 units of Heter, so then it'll lacerate. Why? Because you only have 99 units of Heter against the one unit of Is. So in Mishnais and Trumas, there's an Achleikah Satanoim, how much do you need? This Chumer with the Rabbam Hanshdini to be Mevatel Truma. So one Tana says if you have 99 against one, it's not Mutter, but if you have 99.5 against one, then it is Mutter, as long as you have a little more than 99. And we don't pass like that. We pass, you have to have 100. You have to have 100 units. So that's Nicha. The whole Drosha, the whole Asmachta was based on the Pasuk. It's Migdash HaMimenu, Shemnafel, Letocha Mekatsho. Why? Because only 99 against one. But if you have better than 99 to one, then it's Mutter. So Vasa is better. The one Tana says 99.5 is better. The other Tana says, no, you got to have 100. But Rashi comes off and he says, you got to have 101. Where did he get that from? So why not say 150? Maybe yes, 120. Where did he get 101? It's a Pella. So that's what Tosis is Mechulak with Rashi. The top Tosis is Mechulak with Rashi. The Rashi in the whole Sugi is a Pella. We don't accept any of these Rashis. The Rashi and Amar Aleph also has a Pella, the bottom Rashi. The Tosis says they never heard of such a thing. The Tosis same behemoth and tam. So Tosis calls Pirish Bukuntris on Tzadik Tesim and Al. Rashi says Truma is betela be'echer meya. What happened over here? You have wine of Truma that fell. Truma wine fell into a big vat of wine, and have 100 units of chulin wine against the one unit of Truma wine. That's the way we usually assume. So Rashi says, no, if the Truma itself fell in, the Bien fell in, and it's Nisarev, then it's not going to be bottled, Be'echad Ameh. The only time it's bottled, Be'echad Ameh, is if it's only Tam. So it tastes like this. I had a chves, I'm cooking apples of Truma. They're apples of Truma. Grapes of Truma, fine, grapes of Truma. So I'm cooking grapes of Truma together with grapes of Chulin. You're not supposed to. It's a by mistake. He's cooking olives, whatever. He's cooking some peris of Truma, the peris of Chulin, and it's all the same thing. It's all Mimimina. And then later on, I recognize which are which. So I take out those that are Truma. So the Bien is not there, but what is there? Then the Sinas Tam. So then if you have Meir, then it'll be bottled. But if you have the original Bien there, Rashi says that then it's not going to be bottled Mimir. So they said they never heard of such a thing. It's not true. Even if the Shemen itself was Nisarev, Shemen Shel Truma, Yain Shel Truma was Mamish, the Bien was Nisarev with Chulin, and you have Meir units of Chulin against the one unit of Truma. So of course it's bottled. It's a Pella what Rashi says. Tosfos says we don't accept that Rashi.
Isn't Rashi, at least Rashi's having the Maskana, if we go from 100 to 101. So the two ways of reading is Mikdash HaMimenu was either
one Tana says if you have 99 to 1 it's not bottom, but if you have 99.1 against the one, then it is bottom. And the other Tana says, no, it has to be 100 to 1. So the Mishnais talk about explicitly about the Shiur. So how can you say that it's 100? According to Tosfos, at least it's only a Havamina that was wrong. So he said, how can they have such a Havamina? It's based on it. But according to Rashi, the Maskana is not correct. The Maskana is wild. They're both difficult. Rashi and Tosfos, they're both difficult. But at least according to Tosfos, you just have a Shvera Havamina. According to Rashi, you have a Shvera Maskana. I don't know. That's a Pella. Then the Gemara has a funny kasha. Gemara asked the kasha about 10 lines down. Okay, we mentioned this before here. The third line from the top of Tzadik Tes on the base, so Orshal Chitim Shenafal Isis Chitim means Sorshal Truma Shenafal Atach Isis Shalchulin. So it asks, it was Mimamino is Chitim, this is Chitim, the Sor is Chitim, the Isis is Chitim. So you always need Meya. If you're going to have less than Meya, Mimamina is going to be Aser. And then if it's Mechametz, even if it succeeds to be Mechametz it, and you have more than Meya, so it'll still be Aser. Either Mechametz Aser or Meya. You always go L'chumra in both directions. So I think I mentioned already a month or two ago, the Gemara says in the first Perek in Beitza, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta in Beitza, that Sor is Nifsal Me'achilos Adam, and the Rabbi learns it's even Nifsal Me'achilos HaKelev. Sor means the raw dough that you leave out exposed to the air, and all the microorganisms come in there and they eat up all the dough. And then later on, if you want to cause the next iso to rise, so you leave over, instead of baking everything, you leave over a fistful of raw dough, and it's going to have more microorganisms, more. And then these microorganisms are going to work on the next batch of dough, and it's going to cause it to rise very quickly. Otherwise, it'll have to sit there all day long till it's going to rise. So if you throw in yeast means all these microorganisms, they eat up all of the end. So the Gemara says in the Gemara in the first Perek in Beitza, quotes Tosefta in Beitza, that Sor is Nifsa Machila, it's not Roy Lachila. The Rabbi says not even Roy Lachila Sakelev, and the Rambam says not Roy Lachila Sodom. So it's a Chiddush, despite the fact that Nifsa Machila, since it's Roy Lachamas Beisa Acheres, since Benoik Shabbalim, we use Sa'or as an ingredient. In the days of the Tanakh, that's what they did. They used to use this sour yeast. They used to use this yeast to mix it in with the next Issa, and then they would bake it like that. Everybody would eat it later on. So even though right now it happens to be Nifsa Machila Sodom, the din is that since it serves as an ingredient, and then it'll be Roy Lachila Sodom Agav the rest, so it retains an Issa. So Rabbi Chaim Moser just points out in his Chubas, in Achiezer, that it's not only a special din Achidish in Hilchas Chometz. You see from this Mishnah, from other Gemaras like that, Sor Shel Truma, Sor Shel Kloy HaKerem, that's Mechametz Chulin, so it also asks, so it's a din in Kol HaTor Kula. Any non-kosher food that's not right, let's say Crisco, used to be Treif, maybe still Treif, I'm not following what's happening. So Crisco used to be Mamish non-kosher. But it's like a rubber. It's not Roy Lachilo Sodom the way it is. Which Meshuggah going to be? Even children wouldn't eat it. Children sometimes eat a bar of margarine. Or children eat a bar of butter. But no one would eat Crisco. It doesn't taste like anything. It's like rubber. So nonetheless, since Benoik Shabbalim, you take Crisco and you smear a pan with it, and then you cook the food, and then you eat the food with the Crisco in it. So agav the food, it is Roy Lachilo. So since it's an ingredient, that's like Roy Lachamitz by Yisrael Chayra. He said, that's the halacha that doesn't have the kula of Nebel Hashem and Roy Lagir. That's what you see from this Mishnah. That's what Chaim Moser points out. That this din, Roy Lachamitz Yisrael Chayra, is a din of Kalatar Kula, not just the Chumre and Chametz. So the Gemara just quotes Akasha now. Abaye presents Akasha to Rabdim. Rabdim is telling him over this whole din. So he asks, wait a minute. You're telling me that there's a possibility that Mishnah and Orla is talking about Meya to be Masalik Nesinas Tam? Yesh B'Amidah Sin Tam means you have to have Meya, not Shishim. So he asked, is that physically possible that something is Mechametz even up to the point of Meya? So Tosis, the top Tosis points out that this Kasha really has nothing to do with what preceded before. It's irrelevant whether you say Shari Surah Mabimeya or B'Shishim, because the Reisha of the Mishnah talks about Mechametz. And the Reisha talks about Mimimina Yidid Meya, and if it's Mechametz, then it even applies even past Meya. Rabbi's Kasha is a Kasha L'chola Deis. It's not really connected with the debate as to how to read the Mishnah and Orla. Whether the debate was whether the Sefer of the Mishnah and Orla. The Sefer in the Mishnah says if it's mimishen aminoi of truma that fell into chulin, mimishen aminoi, so then the shishim is then the meya is irrelevant. You have to make sure that there's none nesinas tam. That's what the Sefer says. The Reisha says that if it's min b'mina, you need meya, but you also have to be careful. It shouldn't be mechametz. So if you have less than meya and it's not mechametz, you have less than meya, so it's not bottled. And even if you have meya, but it's still mechametz, either mechametz asas or less than meya asas, one or the other, you always go the chum. So Abai's kasha is really unrelated to the debate we had here. The debate we had was on the sefer of the Mishnah. When you have min b'shein aminai, so do you need shishim, do you need meya? But we're talking about the reisha. Abai asks, the reisha says that there's a possibility that the thing is mechametz, even though you have meya units of heter against the one unit of isa, the sor, is that physically possible? Such a teeny little bit. Let's say you're making chalas for Shabbos. So how much yeast do you have to throw in? So you have to ask a balabasta how much yeast. If she's not going to put in enough yeast, it's not going to be mechametz. It'll still take forever for the yeast, for the dough to rise. So Abai asked the kasha. B'chiyesh b'kdei l'chametz b'meya b'chad. Amai le batel. He's asking a question in Metzius. Is that possible that the thing is going to be chametz, even though you have meya units of heter against the one unit of iser? So Tosfos says it's unrelated to the discussion we had on the previous daf whether shishim and meya. So Ishtik Rav Dima didn't know what to answer. So Abai says, Amalei, so Abai was the one who asked the question. So Abai says, I think you see, Dilma Shaini Sar, the Chimutza Kosha, it is gemolt. You can have a tiny little bit of yeast and can accomplish mechametz even on more than 100 units of chulin against it. A little bit of Sarshal Truma, and the ratio between the proportion between the Truma and the chulin is a 250 to 1. And it can still possibly be mecham. It's going to be 500 to 1, it's not going to work. It's going to be 1,000 to 1, of course, not going to work. But if it's a little more than 100, it can still, sometimes it can be mecham. It depends. It depends how many microorganisms there are there. The microorganisms eat up all of the dough. So the more they ate up, the more dough they ate up. So the more microorganisms there are. So then it can work even in a bigger unit of that. So that's what Abai. Abai suggested the answer to his own question. So once Abai told this to Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi says, ooh, now that you mention it, I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I heard such a memory. So Rav Dimi comments back, Atkarton Milsa Dom Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina was from Eretz Yisrael also. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina said, like you said, Loi Kol HaShiurim Shavim. Sometimes you have, usually is meyo shishim, it's going to be, the tam will be mesulak, shishim, okay, shishim. And sometimes things are nice and tam, out of proportion. So just like you said, but let's say you mix in sugar, milsa david al time. So it's nice and tam, even way past shishim. So just like by nesinas tam, things sometimes are nice and tam, way past shishim. So to mechametz, if it's chimutza kosher, if it has, if there's so many microorganisms, they keep on reproducing, they keep on eating up all of the dough. There's no dough left, it's only microorganisms. Then it can affect, then it can accomplish a mechametz, even on more than meyer. So what is the vort that he holds from Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina? Lo kol ha-shiurim shavim. How does he know? It's not always the same shiur. Different foods are nois and tam to a different extent. Shari tzir, shiur ha-karav le-masayim. What is tzir? You have behemoth meya is asa, so that's besar behemoth meya is asa. The kanaim and the gidlim and the tlofim and atzomas are not basa, so that's mutter. The tzir should also be mutter. The liquids that are produced by the body, all over the different liquids that are produced by the body should also be mutter. So that's a din, no, that the tzir of a behemoth meya, tzir of a behemoth trefer is also, that's how yotzim and ha'asir is also. Just like the chol of behemoth meya is also, just like beitzah's behemoth, just like beitzah's soif tomei is also. Basayana, so tzir of a dak tomei and tzir of a behemoth meya, all these things are also, it's a b'chin of yotzim and ha'asir. So tzir of a dak tomei is also, and how much do you need to be mevatlet? So we would have guessed shishim? No? We accept the opinion that all these kolisim shabbatar b'shishim not bimeh. So one would have thought that if tzir of a daktomi gets mixed in with tzir of a daktar gets mixed in with water, so the shir should be shishim. So he says, no. Sharitzir Shira Karav Lamasayim. Rashi has the whole calculation. It's 192 to 1. If you have 192 units of heter against the one unit of Isser of Tzir, then it'll be butter. So that's way more than Shishim. This Nan, Dag Tome, Tziroi Osir, period, that we know. The Tzir of the Behemoth Tmei is also, Tzir of the Treif is also, Tzir of the Dag, that's Yotzim and Osir is also. That's a din of Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the Shir? Tanakam just makes a statement that Tzir is us. Okay, everyone's masking. Rabbi Yehuda makes a comment, even if you have a Revius, this is time. So Rashi just does a multiplication over here, and it shows you that if you have two So'ah, that's going to have 192 Revius. So if you have a Revius in Sasaim, then it'll be bottle. It's 192, then it'll be bottle. Anything less than that will not be bottle. Normally, Yisurim are bottle B'shishim. So that's what Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina says, Lo kala shirim sub, not everything is measured B'shishim. Sometimes you have an Avida L'taim, it goes even Per Shishim. Okay, fine. So just like you have Avida L'taim, it goes Per Shishim. So if you have Dova HaMechameitz also, don't be so surprised. It's possible that a Dova HaMechameitz, Isa Shel Truma, Seor Shel Truma, should accomplish Chimutz on a whole Isa Shel Chulin, even though you have Meyer Kenegdo, more than Meyer Kenegdo. Sure. Okay, a nice innocent Gemara. So then the Gemara says, wait a minute, but you have a problem over here. The Mishnah in Trumas quotes the Tana Rabbi Yehuda as telling you that Tzir of Dag Tomei is Batal Tzir of Dag Tohar. If you have 192 units, but Tzir and Tzir is Dach Mimimina, Rabbi Yehuda Shitas and Kola Tarkula Mimiminoi, is Mimashahu. Craig the Gemara, isn't there a problem? It's the same Tana Rabbi Yehuda. V'ham Rabbi Yehuda Mimimina loy Batal. And for the Gemara, Shaini Tzir de Zeya B'almahu. This is an exception to the rule. It's only Zeya B'almahu. What does that mean? So there's a big machlokes of Rishonim. It's Nagel Halacha. So Tosfos on the Daf learns Shaini Tzir de Zeya B'almahu Pirush Lo Yaseh Ela Midei Rabbanan. Rebbe Kiveger is Metzayin. Look on the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Mem where Tosfos contradicts this. Tosfos over there says that Tzir of Adak Tomei is awesome and atayre. Here Tosfos says it's pshat in the Gemara, it's only awesome and abanan. Aye, but there's a brice in the Gemara and there's a brice in the Toras Kohanim. So Tosfos said that's not a problem. You have many brices in the Toras Kohanim where it looks as if they're deriving dinim deraisa from psukim and everything is just an asmachta b'alma. So this pasuk, this drush is also an asmachta b'alma. Fine, but the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem and Aleph assumes not so. Tosfos there assumes that sira v'dak tom is like sira v'behemat men, sira v'behemat treifa. A Yotzim and Osir applies even by Tzir of Adak Tom. He said, how are they going to read our Gemara? The Gemara says, Befer Shaini Tzir Dizeh B'almahu. So if it means Adin de Rabbanan, so Reb Yudah's Mekel, Mim B'min is not B'mashu by Yisurim de Rabbanan. The Ritva has a whole discussion. Is it so by all Dinim de Rabbanan? Maybe it's only in this, maybe this Din de Rabbanan is a lower level. There are different levels in Dinim de Rabbanan. So maybe Tzir is a lower level of a Din de Rabbanan because it's only Yotzim and Osir. Let's say the Isir itself. We had the Rambam's opinion that behemoth tamei, if you eat besar behemoth tamei, you get malchus, and if you eat oif tamei, if you eat an eagle, the flesh of an eagle, you get malchus. If you eat the eagle's egg, so that was a machlokes tosis in the Rambam. Where do we have a tosis on? I think it was Nun Ches or something like that. No, Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet. Tosis opinion, Rab Chaim in the Sefer points to that. Tosis shita was, I think it's Samach Dalet or something. Tosfos Shita was that Yotzim and Ha'aser is like it. And the Rambam says, no, Yotzim and Ha'aser is only an Isser Esek. You're not like it. So according to the Rambam, Yotzim and Ha'aser is a lower level than the Isser itself. So that's what the Ritva says. Maybe Tosfos is right, that Tzir of Dogim Tameim is only Asim and the Rabbanan, and it's only Yotzei also. Even if it would be Tzir of Behemoth Tameya, that's an Isser Deraisa, it's only an Isser Esek. The Tzir of Dogma Tmeim is Mutam in Atura, it's Asim Rabbanan, but it's an Isa de Rabbanan Kal, as opposed to, let's say, Basim Cholav de Rabbanan, a Nevela de Rabbanan, a Trefa de Rabbanan. So maybe the only time Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel, that Mim Amina is Batal, is by an Isa de Rabbanan Kal. Maybe an Isa de Rabbanan Chomer, Rabbi Yehuda would not say. That's the way the Ritva discusses over here. Because there's another Gemara, I forgot already which Mesich, there's another Gemara, another Mesich that it seems to imply. That Mim B'minoi is not Batal, even if the Yisuf is only the Rabbanan. So he says, yeah, that's a the Rabbanan Chom, and this is a the Rabbanan Kal. But according to the other Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem, the Tosfos there holds that Zira of Dung Tmeim is an Isa Deraisa, and the Drosha and the Torah's Kahanim is not an Asmach, that's a real Drosha Gemura. So what did the Gemara answer over here? Shiny Tzir Dizeya Bialmahu. What does that mean? So the Ramban on Ardaf, the Ramban and the Ritvor, they quote an alternate Pshat. They're not happy with the other Pshat. They all think that the Pshat is the way Tosis read it. Shiny Tzir Dizeya Bialmahu, it's only the Rabbanon. They have other Rishonim who learned that Tzir of Dag Tum is an Isa Deraisa. But since it's not the Gufu Isa, it's only a Yotzim in Ha'asr, like the Rambam says, a Yotzim in Ha'asr is only a lower level of Isa. The Dag Tomi itself is Malkus. The Yotzim in Ha'asr is only an Isa Esay. So it's on the level of the Reis, it's a lower level Isa. On the level of the Reis, it's a lower level Isa. So if Yud only says, Mim, 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 Mashu, on an Isa Chomer the Reis, on the real thing, on the real McCoy. On an Isa Kal, how can you say Anisa Kalde Reis? I don't know. What kind of lotion is that? Anisa de Rabbanon. Taisa says in different Mesichtas, there's Anisa de Rabbanon Chomet, there's Anisa de Rabbanon Kal. There's all these Herm de Rabbanon were instituted, Exera, Shema, Yova, Lavra, Alisa de Reis. So sometimes it's Exera Chamura, there's a real strong Chashash. Sometimes Exera Kal, it's a far-fetched concern that doing this will lead to violation of the Isa de Reis. So in the area of Dinam de Rabbanon, we can understand there's Anisa de Rabbanon Chomet, Anisa de Rabbanon Kal. Take Lemoshe, the Gemara has a Machlekes Satanayim. We pass like Rebbe in the beginning of Shabbos, in the middle of Erev, Daf Lamed Gimel. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass like this. A whole simon in Shulchan Aruch. Kol Dovah Shem Shem Shavuos LeGozer Ola Bein HaShmoshes. The Bein HaShmoshes are Friday evening going into Shabbos. If there's a big Shas HaTchak or Mokka Mitzvah, so you're permitted to violate an Isa D'Rabbanon. So Taisus says, really, you're permitted to violate any and every Isa D'Rabbanon. It's against Gemara, so Taisus tones it down. So he says you have to distinguish between Anisa de Rabbanon Chomer and Anisa de Rabbanon Kal. Anisa de Rabbanon Kal, you make al bein hashmashes. Anisa de Rabbanon Chomer, you would be machmer. And there's a machlekes. What about Amir Lenachri? If he asks a goy to do malacha for you, is that and he does a malacha deraisa bein hashmashes? So the mechaber paskins like Taisvis that Amir Liakim is muta bein hashmashes because Amir Liakim is Anisa de Rabbanon Kal. And the Mishkanes Yankim thinks that we shouldn't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that Amir Liakim is Anisa de Rabbanon Chomer. But everyone agrees there are detailed arguments what's called Anisa de Rabbanon Chomer, what's called Anisa de Rabbanon Kal. But everyone agrees to that principle that the Isurim de Rabbanon are divided into two categories. What are you going to tell me now on the level of the Raisa? There are two categories. We know there are two categories, the Isuri Koris and Isuri Lavim. But we're not talking over here about Koris versus Lav, we're talking about Lav versus Esay. So you're going to tell me that Anisa Lav, Anisa de Rabbanon, that's a Lav, then it's Mimimina is Bimashu. It's only an Isa de Rabbanon that has an Isa Rese. It's only Tzir. It's only Yoytzim and Aser. That you don't say Mim, 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 Masha. What are you talking about? The Mokka that you learn it out from is not talking about Isurim. It's not talking about Isa Chom. It's not talking about Isa Kal. It's talking about Loka Chakai Midama Par Midama Soyer. On Yom Kippur with the Ma'arvin Lekronis. When the Kangodol does the Zrika on the Dalet Karnas on his Be'ach HaPnimi from the Dama Par Midama Soyer, we assume he mixes it together. So he mixes it together. So the Dama Soyer doesn't exist. It's Batal Beroy. So how is the Kohen Gadol in fulfillment of Alok HaChapoyim? We Dama Parm, Dama Soyer just became this Batal. And the Mikan Rabbi Yudah learns that the Mimim Minim B'Mashu. So he's not learning it out from a Pasuk that's talking about Yisurim. He learns that from a Pasuk talking about a Kiyama Mitzvah of Zrika Saddam, of the Hazor Saddam. They say that Mimimino is B'masha. How can you distinguish between Anisa de Araisa Chomer and Anisa de Araisa Kal? It's very difficult. That's why all of Rishonim rejected. But there is an alternate pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban and the Ritvor, they quote it, and they're not happy with that pshat. But there is a way to ease out of it. So apparently, that Tosis in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem, Rabbi Kivega there is Mitzayin the Tosis here also. And then they put in brackets there, and the Gilyan Ashaz there on Avodah Zarah Mem Amar Aleph, they point out, look in the Prima Godim in Yeridea, Simen Pei Gimel. Simen Pei Gimel is Simen about Dogim, all the dinner of kosher fish and non-kosher fish. So the Prima Godim points this out. That is 2 days in Tosis. Tosis on Chulin and Ardaf on Tzadik Testament base holds that Tzir Dogim Tmeim is only Nisa Dirabonon, and the Tosis Yotzim and Hosa doesn't apply to Dogim Tmeim, Achidish. And the Tosis in Abed Zor Daf Mem and Aleph holds that Tzir Dogim Tmeim is Nisa Dirais. Tosis there gets stuck in that Gemara. The Gemara there tells a story now, but it's Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells a story that the fishermen, the Goyisha fishermen, went fishing and they brought in a whole ton full of fish, all mixed in together. So usually the fish all swim together, all the tuna fish swim together, and all the gefilte fish swim together, and all the sardines went together, whatever, all the fish went together. Once in a while you have the wrong kind of fish, it gets in there. So they had a whole ton of fish, and they saw a couple of what do you call it, casqueses. Scales. They saw a couple of scales there. So they said, one of the rabbanim said, okay, all the fish are kosher. The other one said, what are you talking about, all the fish are kosher? The rive is that all the fish swim together. And you find a couple of casqueses. And that shows that one of the fish was kosher. How does it show that all the fish are kosher? There's a possibility that maybe it's not so. So the other rab put up a sign that the fish is dreif. This rab put up a sign the fish is kosher, you know, but the fish is kosher, fish is treif. So then the Gemara says, one opinion in the Gemara, this debate whether the fish is kosher, the fish is treif, has only been negated to eating the fish. But let's say they prepared the fish in such a way that the tzir of the fish was mixed in with all the fish together, the tzir of the fish that are questionable got mixed in with other food, but not the actual fish itself. So one opinion in the Gemara there, but it's all daf mem and aleph, is the whole machlokes, that's the Tosfos Dibur Maschil ki machlokes. So one says the machlokes among the Amoraim where they allow to eat all the other fishes to eat the fish, but the tzir for sure you allow to eat. And the other Amora says no, ki machlokes bedagim kach machlokes betzir, the same machlokes. And one holds no, that by the tzir everyone would agree that it's mutter. So why is there more room to be mekal on the tzir than to be mekal on the dagim? So according to the Tosfos over here, it's pashut. To eat the non-kosher fish is a question deraisa. So one of the Amoraim said, you have no right to rely on the roiv. That's exactly the din in the Torah. You have to have bedikas simanim. That's in Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Rivosh. The Rivosh says, there's a din, that if you look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Macholos Asuras, so the Rambam has three funny mitzvahs in Macholos Asuras. He has livdok b'simane behema tahira. Before you ever shech the behema, you have to be boidik the simanim. He had mitzvah number one. Here, Macholos Hilchas Macholos Asuras. He starts off like this: the opening hakdama. You have 28 mitzvahs, 4 are mitzvahs essay, and 24 mitzvahs lo essay. 24 and 4 is 28. So he says, Vizehu Proton, and the following, and he has list off 1 to 28. That's what the Rambam always does. In the beginning of every section, he tells you how many mitzvahs. The Rambam, the whole Mishnah Torah basically, is to explain the whole Limud HaTorah in general. What are we learning Torah? What does it mean to learn Torah? To learn Torah means to try to ascertain, to learn which are the Taryag mitzvahs, and to know all the details of all the Taryag mitzvahs. So the Rambam first wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs as the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. And then he gives you the Sefer HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara. He gives you an abridged form. He wrote that himself, an abridged form of the Min HaMitzvahs. Each mitzvah only has one line. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, each mitzvah has a paragraph. Then the Min HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, each mitzvah has one line. Then at the beginning of every section, he says, we're going to tackle the following 28 mitzvahs. 4 mitzvahs says and 24 mitzvahs lo says. And then he's going to, the next section is going to tell you how many mitzvahs are going to be there. So he has mitzvah number one, livdak b'simane behemba v'chay lehavdo b'im tahara l'tmeya. Mitzvah number two, mitzvah sesei, livdak b'simane ha'of lehavdo b'in atomi l'tor. Number three, livdak b'simane ha'chagovim. Okay, grasshoppers. We don't eat grasshoppers. We don't know what the simanim are. And the Sephardim still have a tradition, so they still eat grasshoppers. And then he has livdak b'simane ha'dogim. So what do you mean, livdak? If you're not going to be bodik, you'll be eating, it's a loy sesi, you're not allowed to eat a non-kosher fish, you're not allowed to eat a non-kosher animal, you're not allowed to eat a non-kosher bird. So what kind of a mitzvah sesi is it? Livdok, the hivdaltem, but I'm hey my Torah l'atmei. What do you mean, the hivdaltem? What kind of a mitzvah b'dika? So the Rivosh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as saying, what it means is, that even if al pi roi, if you can ascertain that this is a kosher fish, we caught a whole ton of tuna fish, and we see the real tuna fish. Maybe there's some inside that are not tuna fish. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to rely on roif. You have to be bodik each and every fish to make sure that each one is a kosher fish. That's what some rabbanim say. You're not allowed to eat the canned tuna fish because the bedikah has to be done by a Jew. It can't be done by a non-Jew. It's a mitzvah. How can you rely on a non-Jew? He's going to do the bedikah siman. So the Daki Tshuva, the Min Katcha writes that that's not true. He says the Gemara has a din that if you have a fish that if you would let it swim around in the ocean a little longer, it would develop casqueses. But it didn't yet develop casqueses. It didn't yet develop the casqueses. But I know that this fish will develop casqueses. or this fish, I know when it's a baby, has kaskeses, and it sheds the kaskeses when you catch it, when it's grown, so it already doesn't have any kaskeses. So the Gemara says that either case is mutter. So the Darkei Tshuva asks, how can you fulfill the mitzvah of libdik b'simanei hadogim? It doesn't have a kaskeses now. Either it didn't grow yet, or it already fell off. So how you make it? The answer is, I know that tuna fish have kaskeses. I know that this is a tuna fish. So you're yet to be that, as long as you know that this is a tuna fish. So if you know that the tuna fish company is bidik every single fish, the nochrim and the factory are bidik the fish for their business purposes, not for religious purposes. So both the Beis Yosef and the Ramo on the tour, the Beis Yosef quotes this in Simen Pei Gimel, and the Ramo in the original Darkei Moshe, the Ramo wrote a whole long commentary on the tour that's called Darkei Moshe. And he didn't know that the Beis Yosef had a bed. The Beis Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Poland, he lived in Krakow. So then when he got hold of the Beis Yosef, said he was Mekatza the Darkei Moshe. So we have the abridged form of the Darkei Moshe, but it's available, the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch, the original one is available. So on Simen Pei Gimel, they both quote, in the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch and the Beis Yosef, they both quote the same Tosis Rid. It's not a modern discovery that we have a new Ksav Yad. The Beis Yosef and the Ramah, they both had the same Tosis Rid. Amaseches Avodah Zarah and the Sugis of the Fish. Where the Tosis Rid says, if you're buying fish, he's talking about tuna fish, the fairish. Tuna fish they've been eating for a few thousand years. I saw there was just an article on Time magazine that the Greeks used to eat tuna fish thousands of years ago. They've been eating tuna fish for the last 5,000 years, since the days of Adam Arishan. They're eating tuna fish. So the Tosis Rid on Avodah Zarah talks specifically about tuna fish. He says, since we know that the Nochem HaMedakdek only to sell you this tuna fish, they don't want to get caught. Umar Lamar Nasa doesn't want to sell you the wrong kind of fish. So you know that everything is tuna fish. I who did the Bedikas Simanim. So the Darkei Tshuva says, you don't need Bedikas Simanim unless you don't know what the type of the fish is. But if I know this is this kind of a tuna fish, I know this kind of a tuna fish either had scales and he shed them already. It's going to have scales. So if I know that this is such a type of a fish that has kaskeses, so the din is that it's mutta. The same thing, let's say, when the Sheikhet shechts the behemoth. Does the Sheikhet always look down on the floor to make sure that it has mafres parsa? They never look on the floor. They give him a behemoth. He looks at the behemoth. It looks like a cow. So he shechts it. He knows that a cow has split hoofs. He doesn't. That's what the Darkei Tshuva says. He's not mechuyev to check all the time to see. And he looks at the cow long enough to see that it's malagera. He doesn't look to see it's malagera. He knows that cows are malagera, mafres parsa. As long as he knows what the min is, he's been shechting cows for the last 25 years, so he knows what a cow looks like. Fartik? Okay. So the Rivosh says, what did the Rama make over mitzvah sesei? A mitzvah livdek b'simoni behemah v'chayla havla behemah v'hivdaltem. That's pshat v'hivdaltem. A mitzvah livdek b'simoni ha'if and a mitzvah livdek b'simoni hadogim and a mitzvah livdek b'simoni achagovim. Those are the four mitzvah sesei, and the other 24 are mitzvah slay sesei, not the treifa stuff. So the Rivosh says, what is the mitzvah says all about? If you're not going to be badik, you'll be leading treifas. It'll be a sofik that rises the chumrah. Of course, you won't be able to eat it. So he says, no. The Rama means the Minchas Chinuch writes this. Minchas Chinuch has a whole arichas on this. He says the Rama is talking. The roiv is, I know based on roiv that this is a kosher fish. I know based on roiv it's a kosher bird. I know based on the roiv that this is a kosher behemoth. And nonetheless, and if I eat it, I won't be over. And if I eat it, then later on I discover that it was kosher. It's a gloy must my prayer was kosher. So minatur, you should have been allowed to rely on the roiv. It's not a sveka the rise of chum. It's a roiv laheter. So that's what the Rambam has. And mitzvah says, livdek b'simonim, either to ascertain that it is a tuna fish, and the mele I know the tuna, it is a cow, or if you don't know what the type of the animal is, then livdek b'simonim. So what happens if a person will eat a fish? Where the roiv is, that it's probably a kosher fish, but there's a mere possibility that it's a non-kosher fish. And I'll never ascertain one way or the other. So the Minhas Chinuch writes that in such a case, he's really only in violation of the essay of Libdik B'Simon B'Hivdalpim. He's not really in violation of the Lois essay. He said the way the Rivosh explained, the roiv should have been enough to be Mevarer, that there's no, it's not a daktomi. The roiv should be enough to be Mevarer, it's not a behemoth tomato. But the mitzvah says the arrival on. So that's what Rabbi Tzala Panavezha has in his sefer and the Zecha Yitzchak. He interprets the Gemara like that. He said, we discussed a lot when we started Basa B'cholav, that the Zedina Basayana, that Ayotzim in Ha'osar, is Osar. So the Rambam Shita is, Beferish like that, the Magen Mishnah says it to answer the Ramban's kasha. Then we look, the Rambam says it himself, beferish, black and white. The din of yotzim and ha'asar asa is only if it's yotzim if from an animal that's in isa loisesli to eat it. But if I'll have milk cholav isha, the Rambam sheet is that if you eat besar adam, there's an isa deraisa. The Rambam holds only an isa rese. It's not an isa loisesli. So the Magen Mishnah says that's the teretz on the Ramban's kasha. How can it be the cholav isha is mutter? Let it be a yotzim and ha'asar. So the Magen Mishnah says no. The Rambam sheet is, and that's mefurish in the Rambam, yotzim and ha'asar is only if there was an isa lav. But since besar adam only has an isa rese, so there's no din of yotzim and ha'asar on that. So that's what the Rabitza Lepanovich says is the pshat and that gemara now with the zardaf mem and aleph. The gemara suggests, the gemara says there was a machlekes hamaram if you're allowed to eat the fish. What was the issue? A whole bunch of fish all caught together, and they found a couple of scales. So one Amar said, they found a couple of scales. It shows that at least one of them was kosher. They all had fins. And one of them had a couple of scales. So it shows that all of them are kosher. They're all kosher fish. And the other one holds, no, you're not allowed to rely on roif. You have to be biting each and every fish. If you don't find scales in each and every fish, you're not allowed to. So what Amar says in the Gemara, the machlekes only is to eat the fish itself. But to eat the tzir of the fish, that would be mutter. So Tosis asks, Manishtana. Tosis and Avodah Zarah asks, Manishtana. Rabbi Kevega is Matzayin. If you hold Bishleim, if you hold like our Tosis, that tzir of dog and tmeim is only the Rabbanon. So that's on the tzir is a sveka, the Rabbanon Lukula, on the fish itself is a sveka, the Raisa. But we understand why you're more machmer on the fish than you're machmer on the tzir. But Tosis there in Avodah Zarah holds even the tzir is an Issa, the Raisa. Why is there room to distinguish between the two? So that's what. So Tosis there gives a shverer answer that the Achrayim are not happy with. A little Tosis on Mem Amar Aleph that Rabbi Kevega is mitzayin to, Kimach Leikas. Rabbi Tzal Apanovich has this snazzy answer, and he says that if you're talking about tzir, it's a tzir as yotzim in ha'asar. So yotzim in ha'asar, the Rambam holds, only applies if it's an isa loisesa. So if you don't know one way or the other, whether it's a daktami or daktor, so maybe it's a daktami, so the tzir is also going to be a safik deraisa l'chumer. But if the rive indicates that it is kosher, the only thing is you have a mitzvah says v'hivdalta, you shouldn't rely on rives. And now the whole iser in eating the fish itself is only an iser esay. So the tzir of an iser esay is going to be mutter l'chol adayis. A yotzer min ha'asar only applies if it's a yotzer from an iser lav. Yotzer from an iser esay, there's no iser. So there is another sheet. Not all of Rishonim agree to this first line in Tosis here. Shiny Gemara had Akasha over here. Gemara had this stira. How can the Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Yud Mishnah Ches, how can they quote Rabbi Yudah, is saying that Tzir of a Daktami is bottle in 192, Korav Lamasayim, Revias Bisasayim is close to 200. How can he say that? But Rabbi Yudah himself is of the opinion that Bimimimimim is Bimashu. So let it be Bimashu. So the Gemara answers the shiny Tzir. So Tosis says Tzir is only the Rabbanon. So that's why you make them. At least an Issa the Rabbanon Kal. Maybe an Issa the Rabbanon Chomer will be treated like a Deraisa. The Mimimin will be Bimash. But at least an Issa the Rabbanon Kal, we say Mimimin is but. But according to the Tosis and Abed Zorah, so how are they going to. Tosis and Abed Zorah holds that Tzir of Adak Tom is an Issa Deraisa. And the Deroshis and the Taurus Kanam are not an Asmach to be Alma. So how do they read our Gemara? So the Ramban gives an alternate reading in our Gemara that even if Sir Dogma Tmeim is an Issa Deraisa, still, it's not the thing itself. So you make all, it's an Issa Deraisa cult. So you make all, on the Mimimina. Rabban is not happy with that pshat. He thinks it's nonsense. But he quotes that there were those who interpreted like that. So apparently the Tosis of Nizara has another way of reading our Gemara. How do you read the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah? That's Tosis Kasha. How do you read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Says that there was room to distinguish between eating the dog itself and eating the tzir. If the tzir of dogma tmeim is only the rabbanon, so we understand there's room to be making on the tzir because it's less of an isa. But if you hold like the Tosis and Avodah Zarah that the tzir of dogtom is an isa deraisa, why is there room to be making there? So Tosis there gives a shverer answer that the achrayim are not happy with, and then Rabbi Tzal Apanovich gives this snazzy answer that a yotzim in ha'asar only applies if it's an isa lav. So if the fish are only asa because he didn't do bedikas siman, so it's only an isa essay, it's a charifas. He always has charifas. It's only an Issa Ressa, so therefore there's no din of Yotze from an Issa Ressa. Then the Pischei Tshuva quotes Nadi Yehuda, he made this Tshuva famous. He says that Tam Ki Ika Deraisa only applies if the Issa that you're dealing with is an Issa Deraisa. It's only an Issa Derabbanon, so the whole Tam Ki Ika is only going to be Derabbanon. It's also a Mechudish Dik Zach. He says the whole mocker for Tam Ki Iker is from Psukim that talk about Issa Lav. But if you only have an Issa Ressa, he thinks that Tam Ki Iker will only be the Rabban, won't be the Reis. That's a chiddush. So if you have a suffix shishim, you'll go lekula there. Okay. Yeah, we don't paskal like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi paskal like Rabbi Yehuda. The min and masha. So this whole discussion is relevant halacha lemaisa. Going to the Tosfos, Tosfos said before, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That was a long Tosfos on Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We hold the min and mino is not b'mashu. So the whole discussion is irrelevant. Yeah, is this so clear that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that min and mino is b'mashu? So here, the Gemara asked Akasha, how can the Mishnah and Trumas quote Rabbi Yehuda saying that the Tzirab Daktomi gets mixed into the Tzirab Daktohar? You have to have 192 units against it. Revius will be bottled by Sosayim, and Rashi makes the multiplication over here that it's 1 in 192. So the Gemara asks this, Astir bar Yehuda holds the Mimimin is Mamashu. So Tosfos says, wait a minute, what kind of a kasha is this? There's a Gemara in Zvachim Dafayin Tes, but the Gemara asks Astira there, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, Hodik Dei, Hodi Rabbei. Rabbi Yehuda personally doesn't subscribe to that sheet. It's only Rabbi Yehuda v'shem Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says, v'shem Rabbi Gamliel, that Mimimin is Mamashu. He himself doesn't hold like that. So how come at Ganshas they always assume that the Rabbi Yehuda holds Mim Amina as B'mashu? So Tosfos writes there in Zvachim, and that Gemara, there's a little Tosfos, and Zvachim da fine Tesam and Aleph, Tosfos says, that's what Abai says, Hodi Dei Hodi Rabbei, and Rabbi gives a different answer. So Tosfos says, all over Shas, that it's always assumed that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mim Amina B'mashu, the assumption is because of Rabbi. According to Abai, it's just not true. It's Rabbi Yehuda B'shem Rabbi Gamliel V'lei Lo Svir Alei. He himself doesn't agree. But all over Shas, the Gemara, like our Gemara over here, the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda's own sheet is that Min Amin is Mamasha. Over here, Tosfos writes up Tzfan of Yishlam, Adoch Yisli Shinu Yachrita. If you're pressed against the wall, you have no other teretz, and then you say, Hodi Dei Hodi Rabbei. But over here, the Gemara had a better teretz, Shaini Tzir, Dizeh B'almahu, since they had a better teretz, so they didn't have to fall back to that teretz. That this Rabbi Yehuda is in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda B'shem Rabbi Gamliel. That's what our Tosfos says. They had a better teretz, so they didn't have to rely on that teretz. Hodi Dei Hodi Rabbei. But the Tosfos is there, and Zvachim Daf Ayin Tes points out there are many Gemaras, and all the Gemaras in Shas they're all assuming like Rabbi, who doesn't give that answer. It's only Abai gives that answer. Hodi Dei Hodi Rabbei.
Abai
here
on
Sadek Chesam
says that the whole teretz is revealed.
Yeah. I mean, that brisa that says, Zeh hat habo mechlal isa, that brisa goes al ibn Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
Abai is saying that.
It's al ibn Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, it's al ibn Rabbi Yehuda. But if you're going to have, Tosfos just says, if you're going to have a steer between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, so Abai's teretz is already printed there in Zvachim. Hodi Dei Hodi Rabbei. You can never ask a steer Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda, because he himself doesn't believe in this. It's just Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Gamliel as saying, he himself does not. So Abai before says, Rabbi Yehuda means Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Gamliel. It's not his own personal opinion. Then the Gemara continues. Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah writes a Lashon Ki. Gir Anoshe is nice and tam. In the Yerech, you have to calculate. It's very hard to determine how much in Sinas Tam. So you have to calculate Kibosa Belefes. So what does that mean? Bosa Belefes? So the Gemara says Kibosa Berashi Lefosas. What's the difference between Lefes and Rashi Lefosas? What they change? The Rashi and Tosfos have different shot, and what does it mean? Rashi said earlier that this whole, all this is irrelevant because that was the Rashi we had on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. This was all before they established the din of all Yisurim Abishishim. Once the Abishishim is Sephardic, you don't have to break your head about the Akat Eliyach Sekilchus Abishishim. Rashi writes, they didn't yet come to that conclusion. Once the Abishishim, it solves all the world's problems. Right? This is going to be much less than Shish. So Rashi and Tosfos have different shotim. What changed with Rashi Lefasas? Okay, it's not relevant. We pass in Shishim Sephardic. Then the Gemara says, no, we don't pass like the Mishnah at all. And the Tosefta. Tosefta and Chulin. Rabbi Shmuel ben Hashem, Rabbi Breker says, ain't begin minais and tam, so it does nasa at all. If makiro, you throw it out, and the tam that was is balbel because of the hot right, the tam from the gid anasha does nasa, ain't begin minais and tam. So the Mishnah is in disagreement with this tam. The Gemara tells a story that once there was a moira hayroa, Aviyaz Rab Yudah bar Zvina. What is it? Nachma. Hu de Asa lekamid Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina was the Dayan. He was a paskening shaylas. So Balabas came with a shayla of a gidanoshish and his bashal and the soup, and he threw out the gidanosh. He wants to know whether the soup is kosher or not. So Rab Yudah bar Zvina is sitting on the doorway. Kinafik, when the Balabas comes out, so he asks him, what did he paskin? So he says, the rabbi paskin that it's muta, him give me nice and time. So he says, you better go ask him again, he made a mistake. So he goes back in, and he says, who is that chatzuf outside? He says, I made a mistake. Tell him that the din is against the Mishnah. We don't paskin like the Mishnah. We paskin like the Tosefta, that ain't begin me nice and time. I remember they told him there was a Balabas, he used to live in the neighborhood, Mr. Kut. He was a descendant of... the Rashash, I forgot about exactly how. He said his mother was a niece of Uncle Mantis, Mantis Yostrashon. So his mother used to talk about Uncle Mantis. So he said that the Rashash was the Rosh HaKohol in Vilna. And they had, the community had a community center, a building. So the Rashash had an office, he was the president, and the Dayanim were upstairs. So a woman once came and she was walking upstairs and she didn't know who to ask. So she saw the Rashash. And she said she has a shayla and a chicken. So he says, the Dayanim are upstairs. So she went upstairs, and then they told her it's treif. And she was gone downstairs, she was crying. So the Rashash said, what happened? So she said, the Dayanim upstairs said that it's treif. So he says, show me what it is. So she shows him. So he says to the woman, go back, tell him that Shashan said that it's kosher. So the woman went up, and she said, the man downstairs said, I should tell you that Shashan said that it's kosher. So the Dayanim said, go tell Shashan, he's the Rosh HaKol, he's not a Dayan, he's not allowed to open his mouth, he's not entitled to an opinion. So they told me that they didn't give the Rashash Aliyas from that time on in Shul, because the Dayanim were angry, and when he passed away, this is by a relative of his, and he says when he died, the Dayanim didn't deliver Hesped, they were so furious. Why, he told the woman, go, that's the story over here. The fella was sitting on the door, and he says, go back and tell him to ask the Shaila again. So he says, Achotzov, we don't pass like the Mishnah, we pass like the Tosefta. In every generation, they had these problems. He says, ain't beginning with nice and tough. Sure. Then the Gemara has interesting, because also the Kamad Rabbami, when they asked the Shaila Rabbami like this, they cooked the flesh together with the Gera Anosha. So he said, Mishadu the Kamad Rabbi Yitzchak Bacholov, the Moribadat, they said, go ask the other rabbi. He'll be mekel for you. Why don't, if I know he's mekel, why? Because I don't hold lahokel. But they say the name, what does he say? Mishum de Rabbi Shem Alevi, because Rabbi Yitzchak Bacholov claims Rabbi Shem Alevi said muta, abalei lo esfirolei. Rabbami himself is not happy with that heter. But he says the others say it's muta, so I say, go ask him. It's an interesting halacha over here. If someone asks me a shayla, and I hold that it's usher, so it's my obligation to tell him the honest to goodness, my honest to goodness, I have to say I think that it's usher. But because there were others who held mutter, and I'm not yet appointed the chief rabbi of the world, I'm entitled to my opinion, but they're not mechuyev to listen to my opinion. So I can tell them, go ask the other rabbi. If I hold the other rabbi is absolutely wrong, I'm not allowed to say, go ask the other rabbi. But if I perceive elavi eladivi lekim chai, I think my opinion is more correct, but I see validity to the other one's opinion. So I can say, go ask them what they think. A doctor once told me, a doctor from Rochester told me this story, that there was a woman who was a balas tshuva, and it took a long time till she became a balas tshuva, then she was a little overweight until she got a shidduch, it took a long time, and then there was a problem getting pregnant until she became pregnant, it took a long time, finally she became pregnant, and there was a problem. They tested the fetus, and it was going to be a sick child. So she wanted to do an abortion. So the shayla is, are you allowed to do an abortion? So, big machloikas. So someone asked this American doctor, did his residence in Eretz Yisrael. Years ago, 40 years ago. And at the time that he did his residence there, so he was close to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So someone said, the rabbi said, maybe this doctor will call Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, ask him on the telephone, is there mokum lahatir? So the doctor calls him up and he speaks to him in Hebrew. So he tells him the whole story, balas tshuva, took a long time until she got married, until she got a shidduch, until she became pregnant, until she, sick child, what is it? Maybe there's room to make him. So he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman tells him in Hebrew, what are you asking? You know my opinion, I hold that it's us. What are you asking me? You know already that I hold that it's us, I printed it, it's us. So the doctor asks him again, oh, chazes over the whole story, until she got the shidduch, until she became pregnant. So he said, what you, I told you already. You know what my opinion? What is there to discuss? So the doctor again, Chazan's always saying, so he said, there may be still, maybe there's room to, maybe you'll think it over. Maybe there's still room to be meikel because such a shas adchak. Maybe you'll think it over for a day. I'll call you back tomorrow. Is it okay? So Shlomo Zalman tells him, I don't know what there is to think over. Call me back tomorrow. Okay. So the doctor tells me he called him back the next day. And then Shlomo Zalman says, Tagid Laisha, Sheish Paisik Mefursim B'Yerushalayim, Rav Waldenberg, who's matted to do an abortion. He says, the woman is not for my Talmidim. She's not kofif to my Psak. My personal opinion is like this, but I don't think Rav Waldenberg is a toy b'dvar Mishnah. I think Eilu v'yedah divin kim chai. So yesh lem al mishay smocho. Not everyone is mechuyev to follow my psak. That's like over here, the same thing. If Rabbami would be fully convinced, absolutely convinced, that the other dayanim are wrong, so he's not allowed to say, go ask the other rabbi. But he wasn't fully convinced. He thought that his opinion was correct, that he thought the others were entitled to their opinion. So he tells the woman, he tells the other balbalas, go ask the other rabbi. He has a tradition from Yeshua Ben Levi that it's mutter.
How did the Lord deal with the Lord based on who we
okay, that was the Vilna Gaon, but most people are not so convinced that they're Raya's Berurahs to every Machlokes.
Over here?
I don't know. They quote from the Vilna Gaon, they're Raya's Berurahs, every Machlokes are Rishonim. How can you say Raya's Berurahs and Machlokes are Tanoi? If the Machlokes are Rishonim, how to read a Gemara, so he's going to have a Raya Berurah, which is the correct way, from the Gemara, which is the more correct way to read a Gemara. But a Machlokes are Tanoi, how can you say? Yet, the hilchos the aim begin with nice and tam. So we paskin that gid anasha doesn't ask him. So what do you do with the mishnah? So the mishnah shalai kalach. Or you can say Rashi says, the bottom Rashi says v'dap kebo avol shamno yesh ba nice and tam shumer agid does ask him in a sinus tam. The bottom tais quotes the two shitas, and we paskin the mechaber and shulchan aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashi. Against this Shitas Haram, against this day in Tosis. There's one opinion we had this Tosis before. Shaina Chelev de Mefapeh, we had on the Tzadik Zayin Amin Aleph, the two opinions in Tosis. One opinion was that since Shumad Agib is only a Gzera, Otu Gid, and Gid doesn't ask us, so Shumad Agib shouldn't ask it either, and we don't accept that opinion. We paskan that it does ask. Yeah. What else, where else is this issue relevant? Whether Yesh B'Gid Menos Tam, Em Gid Menos Tam? So the Tosis Behilchasa quotes a chunk from the Gemara in Psochim. They quote the Gemara. There's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a machlekes hatanayim where the chomes bepesach is also b'hanam muta b'hanam. So Rabbi Yosef Aglulia says, Tomei alat smecha, what are you talking about? How can you say such a wild idea? Chomes bepesach is b'hanam. No, there's no source. And we pass on the chomes bepesach is also b'hanam. What's taka the source? So the Gemara has a machlekes amaron. So one Amara says, Machlekes Chizkiyan Rabba Bo on Daf Chav Beis. So what Amora says is based on the fact that it says, "Come, how to say Lo Yeyachel." It says regarding Lo Yeyachel, so it's a strange construction. So not only does it mean Achila is also, even Hano is also us. And we don't pass like Chizkiyan, we pass like Rabba Bo. Amar Rabbi Yechon Kol Malkim Shenem Bo Lo Yochel Losochlo Losochlo Echad Yisra Achila Vechad Yisra Hano B'Mashma Ashiyefet Lacha Kosek Gedav Shepard Locha B'Nevei. So the Gemara says, is that so? There are many psukim where it says you're not allowed to eat. Chelev says that Chelev is mutaba, no, that's explicit. But Dam it says is also, and Giranosh is also bachila, and a whole bunch of things also bachila. And we pass on that they're mutaba, no, Truman is also bachila, and all of these things are mutaba, no. So what happened to Rabbi Boaz Klal? So the Gemara says, no, here there's a pasuk, and here there's a pasuk, everything has a pasuk. So the Gemara finally concentrates on Giranosh. What's the story with Gid Anosh? Is Gid Anosh Asabana Mutamana? It says, Akel lo yochl b'nei soz Gid Anosh. So according to Rabbi Bo, Kamok Mishinema yochl lo yochl asoch lo asoch, Echreish achila, Echreish anor b'mashma, so it should, the Gid Anosh should be Asamana. Is there any mocker to say the Gid Anosh should be Mutabana? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, regarding Nevela, Kol Nevela lo sachila lagerish abashachet tetena b'achol amochal anochri. So it says nevela you're not allowed to eat, but it says it's mutabano. It says beferish nevela lager setena b'chala amachal anachri. You're allowed to sell it, make money. So you see that nevela is mutabano. Then the Gemara has so not only nevela is mutabano, kishutra nevela he vechel bahutra. Chelev, chaylev is also mutabano. How do you see? Because it says the whole nevela you can sell, including the chaylev. So the chaylev is a chaylev of the nevela. So you see, that means you have a separate pasuk. Chaylev nevela, chaylev terefi yosel l'chol malach v'achalos aklu. You have a ferish pasuk and mutabano. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk: kishvucha nevela hi v'chelba hutra. Chaylev is also mutabano. It's included in the pasuk. What about should you say kishvucha nevela hi v'dama hutra? What about dam? Dam is also mutabano. So Tosfos says, no, you see from the Gemara, the dam is not bechlal basar. The Gemara needs a separate pasuk to prove that the dam is mutabano. The Gemara doesn't say kshutcha nevela hi bechelba bedama hutra. So you see, dam is not bechlal basar. That's what we learned in kol basar, that if you cook dam bechalav, there's no dina basar bechalav, because dam is not bechlal basar. Dam is not bechlal basar. The dam of a treifa is not also because of besar treifa, it's also because of yotzman hasa. That's why dam of a nevela, there is no yotzim and hasa. That was the prima godim that we had. There is no yotzim and hasa by nevela, only by treifa. So dama of a nevela only has an isa dam. But if you cook it, it'll be dam shabish, it'll be derabam. It won't be an isa deraisa of yotzim and hasa. And it's not going to have an isa nevela because dam is not bechlal basa. Only besar nevela is off. So then the Gemara says, what's with gid anash? It says, okay, no, yochel b'nei yisol is gid anash. And Rabbi Bola says, kol makom shenamar lo yochel, osochlo, osochlo, should be asam anor. So maybe gid anash should be asam anor. So the Gemara toys with the idea, maybe I should say kishutra nevela hi begida hutra. Should I say that or should I not say that? Why do you say on dam kishutra nevela that dam is not included? Because dam is not bechlal basa. Why do you say in chaylev that it is included? Because chaylev is bechlal basa. Chaylev is bechlal basa. So what's the story with gid anosha? Is gid anosha is bechlal basa, gid anosha is not bechlal basa? So the Gemara says, that's the machlekes satanaim over here. If you hold yesh begin menais and tam means not only that it's nice and tam, it means that it's tam basar and it's dino ki basar. If you hold ein begin menais and tam, not only not nice and tam, it's not called basar. The Gemara says toli zebizim. So the Gemara says this is a machlekes satanaim. Where the gid anosha is also bano, mutamano is also machlekes satanaim. Reb Shimon disagrees with the chacham. Reb Shimon holds the gid anosha is also bano, and the chacham holds gid anosha is mutabano. So the Gemara says, this is the machlokes. If you hold ein begin benois and tam, so gid is not bechlal basar, then you can't say kashutra nevela hi begid hutra, because gid is ein botam basar, and not included in basar. So then the gid anosha will remain also banor. And if you hold yesh begin benois and tam, so gid is bechlal basar, so kashutra nevela hi begid hutra, so then it'll be mutamano. So that's what Tosfos quotes a Gemara, innocent Gemara. The problem is the Rambam, the Shver Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Maskonas Gemara here, but Hilchos Ein Begid Menois and Tam. So he should have said Kishutcha Nevela Loi Hutra Gido. Gid is not Bechlal Basa. And the Rambam paskins the Gid Anosha is Mutabano. He should have paskins that it should be Asamano. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. Maybe we should really be Machmer on this Gid Anosha, because the Rambam is a Shver Rambam. He should have paskins Lechumer, and then he writes to Befrat that in the Zohar it says that the Gid Anosha is Asamano. So maybe we should be choshish for the Zohar. So the Bach is masik on the Beis Yosef. He says, what do you mean choshish for the Zohar? Who wrote the Zohar? Reb Shimon. The Gemara quotes Machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Chacham. We know Reb Shimon. He gets two votes. He got an extra vote because he wrote another Sefer. Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon in the Gemara. We outvoted Reb Shimon, right? You have a Shver Rambam, that's a Taina. Why did the Rambam pass and get on Asher Mutabano based on the calculation? And the Gemara himself should have said Asabano. That's a good discussion. But to say, Uliyesa says, it says in the Zohar, it's Lomalav Lomari. The Zohar is Reb Shimon. Nothing was added. That's the Bach's time. So that's a famous Shver Rambam. Why does the Rambam say that the Gid on Asher is Mutabano? Isn't it against the Cheshman that the Gemara made in Kol Abbas, in Kol Shah? Tosfos quotes the Cheshman. It's just enough in the Gemara. Once you pass a name, Gid Menos Tam should follow that Gid on Asher should be also Bano. Yeah. Then the Gemara continues. The Mishnah says Gid on Asher Shin is Bashal, that Mishnah holds that Yesh be Gid Menos Tam. So if you can identify the Gid on Asher, you throw it out, then you have to measure whether you have Shishim. That's what we would say. Measure whether you have Shishim against it. If you can't identify which one is the Gid on Asher, which are the Gid that's Mutter, so then the Mishnah says they're all also. But you have Chad Betray should be bottle. So the Gemara says, Beria Shiny. Gid Anosha is a Beria. So Tosfos has a discussion on Sadik Vavam and Aleph. That's where the famous Tosfos is. A big fat Tosfos on the bottom. Beri Yashani. The din of Beri appears in two places. This din of Beri Aloid Batal is only a din with the Rabban. Then there's another din, Sarek Vamanav, that's a din of Beri on the level of the Raisa. There is a Machlekes Hatanoim, Rab Shimon again, Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. How much chaza do you have to eat in order to get Malkus? Rab Shimon says, Kol Shul the Malkus, Lomakos Aisa, Elalinya Chatas Bilvan. We don't pass like that. We pass in that if you eat less than the Gazais, you don't get Malkus. Even a Machlekes Abechon Mesh Lokesh, but the Chatzin Shiros Manatoira. Or Asim and the Rabbanon, so we pass an Asim and Atur, but there's no Malkus. The only time you get Malkus if you eat a Chatzis Shir is if you eat a Beria. So that's the Gemara Tzadik Vav and Meralef. There's a Machloek in Satanoim. If you ate a whole Gin Anoshe, the whole Gin Anoshe has less than a Kazayas in it. So the Gemara says that that's a Beria. Gin Anoshe is a Beria. So just like it's a Beria, when you get to the Din Derais, you get Malkus even though you ate less than a Kazayas. So it's a Beria, when you get to the Din Der Rabbanon, that a shiny Beria. That it's chashim and it's not bottom. So Taisus has a big fat Taisus there in the bottom of Tzarek Vav and Aleph. How do you decide what's a barrier, what's not a barrier? You say Gid Anosh is a barrier, then the Gemara and Makkah say Menachai is a barrier. Then a bug, you eat in the mola, ochal the mola, less than a kazai, you say you like it. It's a barrier. And if you eat in the vela, less than a kazai, it's not a barrier. How do you decide what's a barrier, what's not a barrier? The Taisus basically gives you the description. The Shulchan Aruch gives you in a nutshell. And the same in a beria, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "In yicholik ein shmai olav." That's basically what Taisus says. If you cut it in half, here simen kuf, and yeruday is a simen the beria, and the mala if tami gid anoshe menachai beitz sheish beafrach. He gives you the whole list of all the things that a beria is. Afila be'alaf leibot, and he says, "What's the definition of beria? In yicholik, if you cut it in half, ein shmai olav." That's what Taisus says. Nevela, if you have a big steak, nevela, that never had a shechita, you cut off a piece, it's also called Psar Nevela. If you cut a little piece, it's also called Psar Nevela. So that's a din that Chatzishir is Asman HaTorah, and that's not called the barrier. But then you have an Evim and Achai. Evim and Achai, by definition, means Bosa Gid Ve'etzem. If you cut it in half, if you break the bone in half, or you yank out the Gid, or you yank out the etzem, you only have the basim and the gid. And michal again shmai olam. So if it's a certain configuration that gives it a certain shem, that Ragachava has a loshen, that sometimes you have, he invented his own terminology. So he says sometimes you have a shir nekuda, and sometimes you have a shir mitztaref. So he says by eivim anachai, you have to have basa gid ve'etzem. You have to have all three together. That's a shir nekuda. You have to have basa gid ve'etzem, then it's chal hashem eivim anachai. If you're missing one of them, you can't say Chatzis Shir Asim and Atur. If you lead a gid, I'll take an Eved Menachai and rip out a gid. So I'll say it's a Chatzis Shir of an Eved Menachai. No, that's a Shir Nekuda. Because you don't have all three, the Bas, the Gid, and the Etzem, so there's no shame Eved Menachai. If you have Chazir, you have Nevela, you have Bas B'Cholov. So even less than a Kazais is also Yimicholik Shmayolim. It's still called Bas B'Cholov. It's still called Trefa. It's still called Nevela. So that's a Shir Mitztarif. You only get Malkus if you eat a kazayis. If you eat less than a kazayis, it's chatzushir as asmanatar. So these two are totally zebizet. It's only called a berry, mechal ken shmayolov. And such a thing that's a berry, you can't say chatzushir asmanatar. That's like a shir nekudin. That's basically what Tosis says on Tzadik Vav and Meralef. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes other Tosis. Why are you taka loike if you ate less than a kazayis? I ain't achila pchusim a kazayis. So Tosis quotes on Gemara, that Tosis there, and Tzadik Vav Manala quotes on Gemara Shavuos, Daf Chof Aleph and the base. A person takes a Shavuos, he's not going to eat any ice cream. And he goes ahead and he eats ice cream. So how much ice cream does he have to eat in order that he should get Malkus? That is a Machlekes HaTanoim. B'nedorim Halocha HaLoshim HaYodim. So what's the Tegizok? What's the Tegimein? So if he says, I will not eat a speck of ice cream, and he eats a speck. That's what he said. I won't eat a speck, he eats a speck, so we give him Malkus. If he says, I will not eat ice cream, so do we say, just like in Halacha, Ein achila b'chusim mikazayis, and Lashem and Yodam also, Ein achila b'chusim mikazayis, no. He meant the speck. So it's a shayla, Lashem and Yodam, whatever he meant. That's what the neder is going to be. That's the rule. But Adam Halacha, Lashem and Yodam. If he would say beferish, meforish, if he says explicitly, I take a shvu, I take a net, I'm not eat even a mashuhu of candies, of ice cream. So he eats the mashuhu, so he's like it. So the Gemara says, we have a din, the Gemara says in Shvuas, Dav Chof Aleph, Taisus quotes that we have a din that beria you like, even though you ate less than a kazayis, because beria is like meforish dami. Because when it says in the Chumash, you shouldn't eat an Ev Menachai, you shouldn't eat Sheretz and the Mola, you shouldn't eat the Giran Asher. So it's self-understood, Ben Godel, Ben Kotten. So it's as if the Torah was Mefarish, just like if a person takes a neder or a shua, I will not eat a speck of candy, and eats a speck, he's like it. That's what he said. So when the Torah says the Aniser and a Beria, so it's self-understood that it's Ben Godel, Ben Kotten, so it's like him Mefarish Dami. That's what the Tosis says. So that part of the Tosis, we understand, that's the main club. Beria is defined as Im Yechol Again Shmuel. Then the Mechaber quotes another condition based on another Tosis. Maybe it has to be also Metchilas Beriyosai. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Zvachim. The Tosis is quoted, I don't remember. The Gemara in Zvachim asks, in the beginning of Kol HaZvachim Mishenes Arvo, that's the parak that the Rishonim referred to as Perak HaTarubis. Kol HaZvachim Mishenes Arvo. So it says if a behema is a raver near a muktzeneh, but a posel, an animal that's posel hakrova, one animal gets mixed in elef. All the others are kosher karbanos, and this one is posel. Now I can't identify which is which. You can't tell by looking at it. A balmum, you can tell which one is a balmum. But a raver near a muktzeneh, how can you tell by looking? It looks the same as all the other animals. So if it gets mixed in, so the Mishnah says, afilu echad be'elef is not balmum. So the Gemara asks, let them all be bottled. So the Gemara says, "Achumra midirabban balechaim chashiv v'loy b'teil." So chumra midirabban. So Tosis asks, why did they have to invent a new club, balechaim chashiv v'loy b'teil? Should have said beria. An animal is a beria. So Tosis, you see from the Gemara that a sharaniskal and a raver nirva is not a beria. Why not? So Tosis says, should it be im yechol again shmei olav? If you cut it in half, it's not called a rever nirva mukta nevad. The whole thing only goes on a whole animal. Only goes on a whole animal. So Tosis comes up with a new clause, and the Mechaber quotes that too. It has to be yosem etchilas b'yosem. Since when it was born, it didn't yet become a rever nirva mukta nevad. It didn't become a shoah niskal yet. That's later in life, in its career, it became a shoah niskal. So that's not called beri. Beri has to be metchilas b'yosem. So that's what there's a famous Tumim on Yeridea, not the Tumim, what's the crazy place, and the same author as the Tumim. He says that there are certain bugs that grow inside the vegetables. So Kozman, it's inside the vegetable, is muta. When it crawls on top of the vegetable, then it becomes asa. So he says, Asvar, that's not called a berry. That's not asa, mutchilas beri asa. If it developed inside the vegetable, it only becomes asa later when it crawls out, then maybe it's not called Metchilas B'Yosef. So you have Kololim, rules and regulations of Shulchan Aruch. When does it have the din of Beria? Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll have to continue.